Is Daf Lamed Gimel, just a few sponsors for today. So the overall learning in shul sponsored by Chaim and Daniela Weider, for Shema for Daniela Tzikora Basdina, and by the Hershkovitz family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib. And I got a call from a serial sender from Sandy Glazer, listens to the Daf Yomi online. Lila Nishmas, his grandmother's Yartai today, Bela Mindel Bas Zalman Yosef, according to the Neshama Shev Aliyah. So today's Daf again is Daf Lamed Gimel, so let's take it three lines down. We're going to quote a long brisa, which you've heard, or really a statement out of brisa that you've heard before. Every morning we say this. Abaye Mesader Maracha Mishmei de Gemara, Valiba da Abba Shol, that Abaye had organized, he put together the order of every single thing that took place in the morning of the in the base of Mikdash, and he, according to the opinion of Abba Shol, and as follows. We're going to just read through the list, and then we're going to break apart each one and understand the reasons and sources why this order. So what's the order? Maracha Gedola, Kodemus la Maracha Shni. The Maracha Gedola was the main fire that was on top of the Mizbeach. That's where they burnt all the different karbanos. That was before the Maracha Shniya Shel Ketores. Maracha Shniya Shel Ketores was the second Maracha. That's where they took the coals to burn the Ketores every single day. Maracha Shniya Shel Ketores was Kodemus la Sidur Shnei Gizir Eitim. The Shnei Gizir Eitim were two logs that were placed in addition on top of the Maracha Gedola. And then Mesidur Shnei Gizir Eitim was Kodem la Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. That was before they would clean out the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnimi, also known as the Mizbeach HaKetores and Mizbeach HaZov, three different names for it. Then Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi was Kodem la Hatavas Chamesh Neiros. They'd clean out the first five candles of the menorah. They'd break that up, and then they'd do Hatavas Chamesh Neiros was Kodem la Dama Tamid. Then they go back out, and the Kohen would sprinkle the blood of the carbon Tamid. Then after the Dama Tamid, they go back and finish Kodem la Hatavas Shtei Neiros. They'd finish the last two candles of the menorah. Vatavas Shtei Neiros was Kodem the Ketores. Then they afterwards they had brought the Ketores. The Ketores Kodem Leivarm. Then they brought all the limbs on top of the Maracha Gedola. Veivarm Lemincha. Then afterwards they bring the Mincha. Umincha LeChavitim. Then they brought the Minchas Chavitim. And then Chavitim was before the Nesachim, the pouring of the wine. And Nesachim is Musafim. It was a Karban Musaf. It was a Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. The Musaf came after the Nesachim. And the Musafim, the Bazichim. If it was Shabbos, they brought the Bazichim from the Lechem Panim, Levona of the Bazichim, were brought after the Musaf. And Bazichim, the Tamid Shebin Arbayim, Shinem. The Bezichin, however, in the afternoon came before the Tabit Shebin Arbaim in the afternoon. Shenemar v'hiktir aleh chalvei hashlamim aleh shlem kol karbanos kulam. That referring to the carbon Tabit Shebin Arbaim. That's the last thing that goes on this bech afterwards. So the Tabit Shebin Arbaim is the last thing that goes after the Bezichin in the afternoon of Shabbos. So that's a whole long list of around 10 different avodas to which the Gemara now is going to analyze the particular order. Look at Tosas, the second one down, Abaye, Mesada Maracha. He points out, Temali, Amai lo kachashiv nami chumas adeshin. Why is chumas adeshin not part of the whole avoda here? The havya nami tchias avoda, the yama. This was also the beginning. This is, if you look in Maseches Tamid, this is the first avoda that took place in the day. The first pious was chumas adeshin. So why is that left off the list here? So Tosas gives two answers. Vitzarach lomar, Mishum de Zimnin, sometimes, Makdimim Osa Meshmeras Harishona Umechatzos. Sometimes we saw in the Gemara earlier, Daf Chaf or so, that the Chumas Hadeshin wasn't always the first thing in the morning. Sometimes they had to move it to Chatzos, sometimes even earlier in the night, so it was very, very far away from the actual Avoda, and therefore Hilkach lo kachashuvle Shehaya Hefseg Gadol Beina Uvein Hani. There was a big separation in time between Chumas Hadeshin and the rest of the Avoda, the Kachashiv, Aval Hanach, the Kachashiv, those that were part of the list that we just saw, Hayu Ragilin Lasosan Bezachazah, they did it one after the next. It was pretty seamless. So that's why Chumas Hadeshin was left off the list. But fundamentally, conceptually, Chumas Hadeshin was part of the Seder Yom, just because of his Hefsek Vazman, they didn't count it. But the second answer to Tosa says no. Inami Yeshlomar Chumas Hadeshin Iker Mitzvasa Rak Balaila. It was only at nighttime. That was the Iker time. Aval Hani, all the other ones listed, I Bayi Lemavdinu Biyamama Harushis Biyadin. The other ones you could do during the daytime. So there's a big machlokas between 2 days and Tosas whether Chumas Hadeshin was considered conceptually Avodas Yom, but they did it at night anyway, sometimes earlier, or really it's Be'ikr Avodas Laila. And that's a big machlokas we've shown him, the Rambam and others, and a number of nafkaminas. So now the Gemara wants to understand how do we know each of these orders in the statement here. So Amar Mar, around 20 lines down, Amar Mar, we just saw, Maracha Gedola, Kodemes la Maracha Shnia Shaktores. The big Maracha Gedola, the main Maracha, was set up before they set up the second Maracha, which was used for the Ketores. Minolan, how do we know? Dasani, the Braisa teaches us that it says in the pasuk, "Ki ha'ola al mokta al hamizbeach kol halayla." That's the marach on the mizbeach. What's that referring to? Zu marach gadola. So that comes first. That's first mentioned in the Torah, the mokta al mizbeach. But then the pasuk says, "Ve'esh hamizbeach tukad bo." There should be another maracha. That's a reference to zu maracha shnia shakdaris. So there we have two phrases and two one maracha gadola, one maracha shnia, and we see the maracha gadola comes before the maracha shnia shel kataris. So epoch, I would say the opposite. On a mistabra, maybe the maracha, so maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe the first phrase of hiya ola al mokdal mizbeach is referring to maracha shnia, and the eish mizbeach tu kaibo is referring to maracha gadola. Who says it has to be in the order? We just said. So Gemara says, mistabra maracha gadola adifa. It makes sense that maracha gadola is greater and therefore should come first. Shekein kaparasa muruba. Because there's greater kapara. All the karbanos go on the maracha gadola, and the maracha shni is limited to simply the kataras. So that's why maracha gadola should come first. Adarabba, I would say the opposite. Maracha shni is a difa. Why is the maracha shni greater? Shekein machnisin mimena lifnim. Because from the Maracha Shnia, you take the coals, bring it into the Heichal, which is further into the base of Mikdash. So shouldn't that indicate it's a higher level, greater Kedusha than the Maracha Gdola, which just remains outside? So Gemara says, Afilu Hachi Kaparasa Meruba Adifa. Granted that there's a certain value, a certain advantage that the Maracha Shnia has, that you take it to go to bring it to the Heichal, but the Maracha Gdola's advantage of the Kaparasa Meruba is more important than the fact that the Maracha Shnia goes in Lifnim. Ebais Ema, alternatively, the Gemara says, Ilo Mishkach Eitim Maracha Shnia, if let's say there would be a case that the Maracha Shnia ran out of wood, ran out of coals, Milo Mile Mi Maracha Gdola, would we not turn to the Maracha Gdola to take coals from there for the Ketores? So we see the Maracha Gdola not only served to burn all the Karbanos, but it also actually served as a backup for the Ketores itself. So it's not two different marachos here. It's actually Maracha Gdola serves the same purpose as the Maracha Shnia in some instances, and therefore it trumps the Maracha Shnia. So now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores is Kodemes L'Sidur Shnei Gzir Eitim, that we set up the Maracha Shnia of the Ketores before putting the two additional logs on the Maracha Gdola? Minolan, how do we know? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Uvier Alea Kohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. So this is a reference to setting up the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. You set up, you burn it, the Kohen burns it on it, Aleha. What's Aleha? Aleha v'lo acharverta. On it, but not on its partner. So the Gemara makes the following dik. I'll say this outside, then I'll read this inside. So the Shnei Gzir Eitzim must have had two options. Where do you put it? Do you put it on Maracha Gedola, or do you put it on Maracha Shnia? We say put it Aleha on it, to the exclusion of not the other one. The implication is that both marachas were set up first. There's both a maracha gedola and maracha shnia. So it must be that maracha shnia was there prior to setting up the shnei gzire eitzim. So the Gemara, that's what Gemara says here, that again, aleha v'lo acharverta, you put it on the maracha gedola, but not on the maracha shnia, which was already there beforehand, mechlal the isa l'acharverta, implying that the maracha shnia was already there before him. So Gemara says, how are you able to use the drasha of aleha? But don't you need the word aleh for the pasuk itself, for the simple meaning? Meaning we have to know where do you place a shnei gzir eitzim. So it says aleh, you place it on the maracha gedola. Once you use it to tell us where you put the shnei gzir eitzim, how are you able to use that same word to teach me also that maracha shnei was there beforehand as well, before the shnei gzir eitzim? And the Gemara says, trei aleh k'tivi. It says the word aleh two times in the pasuk. Let me read the whole pasuk for you. This way, you can see the whole flow here. Va'esh al mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe uvier aleha hakoyin eitzim baboker baboker va'arach aleha second time ha'ola. Actually, she says it three times. V'hikter aleha chel ve'ashamim. So one aleha is telling me that you put the shnei gzir eitzim aleha on the maracha gedola, and the other one is telling me on it, but not on the maracha shnia, implying that the maracha shnia was there prior to the splitting of the shnei gzir eitzim. So now the Gemara says, Sidur Shnei Gzire Eitim Kodem Ledishin Mizbech HaPnimi. How do you know that you set up the two logs before cleaning out the Mizbech HaPnimi? Af Agav the Hacha Ksiv Baboker Baboker. Even though it says by Shnei Gzire Eitim the word Baboker Baboker, which implies early morning, we just read that pasuk. I read it again. Uvier Aleh HaKorin Eitim Baboker Baboker. And also, by the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi, it says, V'hacha k'siv ba'boker ba'boker. I read that pasuk on the side as well. It says, Tavis b'nei Yisrael, Tavis Aaron v'sbeonav le'mor, Zostras ola, hi'ola, mokta mizbeach. Is that the one I wanted? No, wrong one, I'm reading. So it says baboker boker both by dishu mizbech apnimi and shnei gzirei esim. So it's a tie. So which one comes first? So afilu hachi machshir adif. The machshir is better. What's the machshir? If you look at Rashi, the last four narrow lines says Rashi machshir adif hamachshir umesakin es hadavar hazeh kodma. That which prepares for it, sets it up, is better. So since the maracha, since the shnei gzirei esim is preparing for the ketores, it should come before the mizbeach apnimi. Just finishing Rashi, the etzim are the machshirei ketoresim. They prepare the ketores. You need the etzim to serve for the ketores, to burn the ketores. Sharei etzim heina machshirin es ketores. They should come before the dishu mizbeach apnimi, which is not a machshir. It's just removing the ashes. So the Gemara says, but mind you, what is that exactly? Is the machshir we're referring to? Shnei gzirei etzim. That the shnei gzirei etzim are being used for the ketores, but that's not true. And not for the maracha shniyah. I mean, the Gemara just assumed that the reason why shnei gzirei etzim go first is because they're machshir for the ketores. But they're not really machshir for the ketores. The shnei gzirei etzim are going on the maracha gedola. They're not going on the maracha shniyah shel ketores, so they're not really a machshir. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, shum etzim. You're right, even though the actual shnei gzirei etzim are not the machshir of the ketores, but it's part of the same category of wood. And wood in general, the wood from the Maracha Shnia, is being used as a machshir for the Kedoras, so we can expand the definition of Eitim to apply even to Shnei Gzir Eitim. That even though the actual Shnei Gzir Eitim are not used for the Kedoras, it's part of the world of Eitim that are used for the Kedoras as a machshir. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Ravina Amar Ho V'Hischir B'Maracha Gomer. Another reason why the Maracha Gedol first comes, the Shnei Gzir Eitim comes first, because you're already busy doing Marachos. Maracha Gedola, Maracha Shnia. You may as well finish the Shnei Gzirei Etzim before jumping off to finish the Dishu Mizbeach Apnimi. Finish the entire job. That's another answer of Ravina, why the Shnei Gzirei Etzim go before the Dishu Mizbeach Apnimi. And a third answer of Ashi Amar, Ilo Mishkach Etzim LeMaracha Shnia, Milo Mayel MiMaracha Gedola. You're right. Typically, the Shnei Gzirei Etzim are not the Machshir for the Ketores. But if it were to be a case where there's no more Etzim left in the Maracha Shnia, would we not resort to the wood on the Maracha Gedola? So even the Maracha Gedola can serve as a machshir for the Ketores. So these are the three different reasons why we have the Seder Shnei Gzir Eitim before the Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. Look at Tosis. Yeah.
So according to Ravina, it's interesting because he's already by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so it would make sense to that he should already take the Dishin from, because he does the Mizbeach HaChitzon, then he has the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then he has the Shnei
No, he doesn't go to the Dishu Mizbeach Apnimi because he's still dealing with Shnei Gzir Eitim. He does Maracha Gdola, Maracha Shnia, Shnei Gzir Eitim. He's still on the all three about all three are still in the Mizbeach. Yep. So look at Tosas, dear Maschel, Afilu Hachi Machshir Adif. He says, Teimali, Lema Taima Mishum De Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim. I have another reason, says Tosas, why the Shnei Gzir Eitim should come first. It's more Tadir. Why is it more Tadir? Besid Shnei Gzir Eitim Hu Tadir Tfei Shehum Pa Maim Bechoyom. You do it twice. You do it once in the morning, and then you do another Shnei Gzir Eitim in the afternoon. That's more frequent. Then the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi Eino Ela Pamachas is only once a day. So isn't that more Tadir? Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim. Why does the Gemara ignore that Svara? The Tosa gives a very interesting qualification of when we apply and when we don't apply Tadir Vishenu Tadir. It says, V'yei Shlomar, the lo gamrinan mi milvad olas haboke asher lolas hatamid. That's the source, by the way, of tadir. That's what the Gemara and Zvachim learn, that the carbon tamid goes before the carbon musaf, because the carbon tamid is more frequent. So that pasuk of milvad olas haboke asher lolas hatamid, that tadir is kodem, ella hecha tetevayu shavu. Only if both mitzvahs we're looking at are equal playing field. The zuvazu matana, that they're both a giving, a avodas matana, of an offering of something. The carbon tamid is a zrika, it's a matana, and the carbon musaf is also a avodas matana, a giving type of matana. As opposed to our case here, the siduk, the dishu mizbeach apnimi is called the silik. It's removing something, says Tosos. Aval kol ki agavne, this case in our Gemara, that chad have avodas matana, the chad avodas silik, lo, where the shnei gzir etzim is giving something, it's setting something up, and the dishu mizbeach is removing the siluk. So since they're two different types of karbanos, two different types of avodas, you can't apply the din of tadir v'sheino tadir, and that's why the Gemara has to resort to other answers. Back inside the Gemara now, last four lines, the Gemara says as follows: v'dishin mizbeach apnimi kodem latavas chamesh neros. So we clean out the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach apnimi, from the ashes, and then we do the latavas chamesh neros. We begin to clean the five candles first. five candles of the seven candles, we clean them out of the menorah. So my time, what's the reason why we clean the Mizbech HaPnimi before cleaning out the menorah? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Gemara, Gemirna, we have a tradition, but Svara Liadana. I don't know why, but we have a tradition, this is what we do. Okay, he didn't give an explanation. So comes along the Gemara, Rava Amar, Kiresh Lakish, no, there's a Svara. The Svara is like the Shita of Resh Lakish. Damar Resh Lakish, Ein Ma'aviron Al HaMitzvos, we do not pass over mitzvahs. Look at Rashi before you turn the page, just an interesting explanation of this concept. Rashi says in the bottom, Ein ma'virin ha-pogei b'mitzvah, one who encounters a mitzvah, lo yavur mimena, he's not allowed to pass over, he has to do a mitzvah. This is one of the reasons. There are three different shitas of how to set up the Seder plate, the ka'ara on the Seder plate. So according to the Ramah, he sets it up the way it is supposed to be in terms of ma'virin ala mitzvah. So the mitzvahs you do first, the karpas has to be first, because the karpas in the back, you're passing over the mara, let's say, to get to the karpas. So the Ramah sets it up as the karpas first, and then the mara, and then everything else, based on this concept, ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs. That reads on graph different pshatim based on Kabbalah, but that's how the Ramah uses it. Another example would be when it comes to cutting challah. So the way it works is cutting challah, Friday night, the Ramah brings down, you're supposed to cut the bottom challah, and Shabbos day to the top challah. It's based on Kabbalah, nighttime's always the bottom, daytime's always the top. So, but the problem is, now when you're cutting the bottom challah Friday night, the top one, you come first. When you're cutting the challah, you should really cut the top one. So the way the Taz writes, and the Ramah brings this down, is that when you hold the bottom that's like this, it should not be on top of each other exactly, but the bottom one should stick out a little bit. This way it's closer to you. It won't be a violation of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. So says Rashi, again, HaPogei B'Mitzvah Lo Ya'avor Mimenu. You should not pass over a mitzvah that you encounter. But Nafkalan, just learned out B'Mechilta, Ushmartim Es HaMatzos, Es HaMitzvos, Karbei Es HaMitzvos, we call it mitzvos, even though the Pasuk is referring to preserving Shmiras Matzah, it should also refer to Ushmartim Es HaMitzvos, Lo Tamtim La Shetachmitz V'Tiyashin. You should not let the mitzvah delayed get left out and turn to chametz, if you will. So here Rashi equates the two halachas. Not everybody agrees that these halachas are actually the same. One's about delaying a mitzvah, one's about passing over the mitzvah, but that's how Rashi understands it. So either way, how does it apply to us? We're trying to figure out why they clean the mizbeach ha-panimi before cleaning the menorah. What's Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvahs here? So the Gemara explains the setup in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to base as follows. Because the way it worked inside the Beis HaMikdash, this is our Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully we have like an image now. In my mind, I have, you come in from the east, the ramp and the Mizbeach is over here. Then you go to the Heichal here. The Heichal is the menorah, is on the south. The north here is the Shulchan, and Mizbeach HaPnimi is in the center here. That's how it works. So when you walk inside first, you actually come into contact with the Mizbeach HaPnimi before turning right, before turning left. So the Gemara explains all this. The Gemara says, V'chi'ayol leHeichal, when you enter into the Heichal, so the din is Mizbeach Paga Bereshit. You first come into contact with the Mizbeach first. That's the first thing you come into contact with. So you need to clean that first before cleaning the menorah at the south. The Tani, the Brisa, says, Shulchan Mitzafon, the Shulchan to the north here. Mashach Minakosel, Shnei Amos Umechza, it's 2.5 Amos away from the northern wall. And the opposite side is the menorah, Bedarim, the menorah is in the south. Meshucha Minakosel, Shnei Amos Umechza, also 2.5 Amos away from the southern wall. And Mizbeach Memuta, Mizbeach was in the middle, V'omed Be'emsa U'mashach Klapei Chutz. It was in the middle between the two, but it was actually sticking out a little bit closer to the Zara. Chutz came out a little bit. So that's the setup. So therefore, when you come into the Heichal, the first thing you come into contact with is the Mizbeach HaPnim. So ask the Gemara, V'nok Mei Lahadei Kivan. So why don't we put the Mizbeach HaPnim on a straight line? Why are we removing it a little bit? Right, the menorah is in the south, the Shulchan's in the north, and then they're talking to each other almost. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is out of the way. Why don't we put Mizbeach HaPnimi right between the two, blocking this way, is a straight line between the three? So the Gemara explains we can't put the Mizbeach HaPnimi between the menorah and the Mizbeach, because Dechsiv Ves HaMenorah Nochach HaShulchan Ba'inan Dechazu HaHadadeh. They have to be opposite each other, whereby they could see each other. There's this type of relationship, this correlation between the Shulchan and the menorah. Mizbeach HaPnimi can't get in between, so we move it out a little bit closer to the Azara, and therefore you come into contact with that first, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, you must clean out the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi prior to cleaning out the menorah. So the Gemara says, based on this, we could learn the following, says Rava. Amar Rava, Shma Mina Midrei Reish Lakish, we learn from Reish Lakish, Avura Dara Atot Tafasa Aser. Dara, we switch oftentimes in Aramaic the Dalad with a Zayin, that's Zroa, the Tefillin on the arm, Tefillin Shayad, and Atot Tafasa is referring to the Tefillin Sharosh. So one who passes over the Tefillin Sheyad and puts on Tefillin Sharosh first, aser, it's aser to do that because Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. So, hey, Chiyavid, what should you do? Midira the Totafsa, from the Zerua first, the Tefillin Shel Yad, and then the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avura Dara Atotafsa, one who passes over the Zerua to put on the Rosh first, La'achar Tefillin, to delay the putting of Tefillin, Shebezara, Bishril Tefillin Shel Rosh, that's Aser, Deha Bezara Pagav Tchila. When my right hand is put on the Tefillin, when I'm putting my hand up, I'm passing over the Shel Yad before I get to my head. That's Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvah. That's why you put on Tefillin Shel Yad before the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So look at Tosfos at the top here. Avura Dara Atotafsa. He asks the question. It's not based on Ein Mavirin. You know why we put on Tefillin Shel Yad first? Because the Pasuk tells me the Tefillin Shel Yad first. Look at Tosfos. Perish Rashi. La'niach Tefillin Berosh Kodem She'aniach Tefillin Shel Yad Aser. De Kam Avir Al Mitzvah Tefillin Shel Yad. De Paga Bereisha Bezora Kodem She'agil Rosh. That's all Rashi. V'kasha. The Perusho. De Mai Irya Midirei Shlokish. Why do we need Rei Shlokish? Typically, we should learn this out. Midamar beperka komitz rabba kishu meniach meniach sheyad v'acharkach sherosh dichziv ukshartim l'olsa yadicha, and only after it's hadar v'ayul to davos beinanecha. The pasuk says ukshartim l'olsa yadicha. You put the hand on first before the sherosh. So what do you need ein mavir al mitzvos for? The Tosfos gives two different suggestions. Mefar shebein on tam b'shem rav haigom zetzal da'ari b'shah shecholitz tefillin, referring to taking off the tefillin. When you put them in the bag, also shayad, you should not pass over the shayad. And put the shayad. They used to have their bags were not like ours, where they're sideways, but one was on top of the next. So if you put tefillin shayad in first, it's on the bottom. Tefillin shayrosh is on the top. Now when you put them on, you need to pass over the shayrosh to get the shayad, and that would be a problem. So in terms of putting it back, put the shayrosh back in first, and then the tefillin shayad. So you're not mavir when you're taking them back out. That's the first answer. Jump to the bottom now. The second answer, around five lines up from the Tosos, Rabbi Eliyahu Zetzal Mefarish, Delinin Mishmush Ari, in terms of kissing the tefillin and checking, making sure they're in place. Posech Zedech, must be the Chachayratzon, let's say, for example. Dechayv Adam Limashmesh Betfilin Kol Shah, you always have to check your tefillin. We saw this earlier in the Mesechta. Kavachomer Mitzitz. Vahasha Kamar, Dibishayad, Mimashmesh Tchila, Mishim de Parga Behan Beresha, Vacharkach Mimashmesh Bishavrosh. When you come to inspect or touch the tefillin, first touch Tefillin Shel Yad, because that's what comes first, and then Tefillin Shel Rosh. So these are two different dinim that we learn from one Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos and one in terms of Ukshartim Lios Ayadcha. Fine, back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara says around 10 lines down, Vatavas Chamesh Neros Kodem Ladama Tamid. So we clean out the five candles, and then we go move to the carbon tamid, the sprinkling of the blood, and then the Dama Tamid is Kodem Latavas Shteneros, and then we go fix and clean the last two candles of the Ner. So my time, and what's the reason we do this? So Amar Bai says Ahu Baboker the Shnei Gzir Etim Delot Shichi. So the truth is, even though we saw an Amar Aleph that says the word Baboker by the Shnei Gzir Etim, you really don't need that word Baboker. Why not? Because we had the pasuk Alea V'lo Chaverta tell me that the Shnei Gzir Etim come before the Dishum Mizbeach HaPinimi. So what's the reason before the Dishum Mizbeach HaPinimi? So what's the reason why you need the words Baboker? So it's not needed for Shnei Gzir Etim. So now we can apply it elsewhere. Shadinu Lacha. We could apply it to the cases of Zrikas Dam and the Neros. So Rashi says this is the same drasha as Tineo Inim. Imeinu Inin Lazeh, Tineo Inin Lazeh. Since we don't need Baboker by the cases of the Shnei Gzir Etim, we can apply it elsewhere. So where are we applying it to? So Gemara says again, Shadinu Lahacha, Chad Shadi Alatavas Chamesh Neros, the Likadme Ladama Tamid. One is telling me, refer to the five candles that they precede the Dama Tamid. V'chad, one baboker we're throwing, shadi we're going to apply, l'dama tamid, d'nikvidei l'tavos sheneros, that they should come before the sheneros. The Gemara elaborates. Chad shadi, one, we throw l'tavos chamei sheneros, to the kadmi l'dama tamid, that comes before him, to hachat flasa, v'hachat tre. Because it says by tavos neros, it says baboker. We're now throwing an additional baboker, now there's a total of three bokers that are applying to a tavos chamei sheneros, and now we have the carbon tamid, which says the word baboker twice. So three over two comes first. And Hacha Treva, so then we do take the other one, the Hacha Tlas Vacha Trev, the Chad Shadi, the other Baboker, the other Boker, we're going to throw Shadi, we're going to apply, Ladama Tamid, the Nikbade La Tavash Shay Neros, to apply to the Carbon Tamid. Even though it says Carbon Tamid, the Baboker once, we're adding another Boker, so now it says Baboker, in essence, by the Carbon Tamid, and that's telling us it should go before the final Shay Neros, the Afa Gav, the Hacha Trev, the Hacha Trev, even though both are Trey, Mechaper Adif. The kapara of the Dama Tamid is greater than the Atavas Sheneros. What's the kapara of the carbon Tamid? So Rashi points out here, Rashi says, you see the Rashi halfway down, Afagav, the Hachatre, Hani mechapre shehaola mechaperes al ase vealos ase shenitek lase. We're going to see this in a couple days from today that the carbon tamid, which is an ola, is mechaper in a bitel ase. It's also mechaper in a los ase shenitek lase. So there's a kapara by the ola. That's why it proceeds, even though it's equal in terms of babok rebok, it says it twice by the carbon tamid and twice by tavish teneros. The kapara had tips the scale to tell me that the gedamim tamid comes first. So then the Gemara says, halfway down the Amud here, Amalei Papa Labaye, V'eima Chad Shad Yeladishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, D'nikmedei L'dama Tamid, D'hacha Telasa, V'hacha Trey. Maybe we should learn that we should apply one boker to the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, to tell me that that should precede the Karban Tamid, because it says three, now it's going to be two plus one, three by Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, and by the Karban Tamid only says twice. And the other chad, shadi l'dama tamid, the nikdom l'tavis chamesh neiros. And then maybe another one should apply to the dama tamid, that should precede even the tavis chamesh neiros. The alpha gav, the hachatre, v'hachatre, even though it says now tuba boker is by dama tamid, and tuba boker is by tavis chamesh neiros, mechaper aduf. So the kapara of tamid is going to trump the five that hatavis neiros. Maybe that's how we should split up the words baboker, baboker. The Gemara says, imkain, if that's the case, if suke b'may mifsik salam. Right now we have, there's a certain mesor we have. You need to divide the five hatavas neros and the two hatavas neros. So before we had this question, the Dama Tamid split up the five hatavas neros and the two hatavas neros. But in this suggestion, we want to apply baboker to Dishma Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the other one to Dama Tamid, to tell me Dama Tamid goes before the five hatavas neros. So what exactly are you using to divide the five and the two? Dama Tamid used to be the split, but now you're moving Dama Tamid before even the five Hatavas Neros. So how are you dividing the five and the two? So Gemara says, oh, this all makes sense. A very simple answer. Nichil Reish Lakish. Tamar Lama Mativin Vechosin Mativin. Reish Lakish asks the question, why do we divide up the five Hatavas Neros and the two Hatavas Neros? He says, it's very simple. Kidei Lahargish Kol Azara Kula Shaper. We want a Kula. Shaper, this makes sense. We just want to create energy. We want people to run around. Maybe can people run around in a maze. So Reish Lakish doesn't really need an avoda to separate between the five candles and the two candles. He's happy with just five, walk outside, and come back in. That just makes an energy, a certain hargush, a certain feeling, a certain energy. He does not need an avoda there. So according to Reish Lakish, this could actually be a good suggestion. But Ella, the Rabbi Yochanan, whose understanding of the separation of five and two is much more fundamental, so he holds it's based on a pasuk. Damer baboker baboker, which means chelkei l'shnei bekarim. You should divide the tavas neros in two bokers. You do here and then another one shnei bekarim ma'ikle neimar. According to Rabbi Yocham, we should try to figure out why this is. But since it's based on a pasuk, why you have to divide five and two in baboker and another baboker, you seemingly need an avoda to sandwich in between there to separate, not just simply to leave and come back in. You need a real avoda. So once you're suggesting that the Dama Tamid is going to go before even the five Neros, so what avoda is left to split between the five and two? And therefore, for Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be that way. It must be that the Dama Tamid is sandwiched in between the five and the two because no other avoda would have fit him. So now the Gemara says, okay. So Amale, Ravina, Thervashi, Hai Baboker, Baboker, Deitim, Mimiaser. So initially, we use the word Baboker to apply above to the Dama Tamid and to the Tavashtei Neros. So only because it was extra. So asks Gemara, was it really extra? Baboker, baboker, de'etim, mimi aser, was it really extra? Hami barle, you needed to tell me, lugufa, to the very pasuk itself, the kamar rachmana, the Torah tells me, nikmedu, nikdemu, lemaracha shniya shakdaris. That was the very reason how we knew that the maracha gedola went before the maracha shniya, based on the word baboker, baboker. So Gemara says, Amalei, v'lav mi ka'okimna, aleh, v'lachaverta, michal disel chaverta. No, we already told you, the word Aleh implies that both the Maracha Gedola and Maracha Shniya were already present there, and therefore the words Baboker, Baboker, in fact, are extra. Okay, a bit of a confusing daf here. Let's finish a few more lines now. Gemara says, Maishna David Hatavis Chamei Shneiros Bereisha. David Hatavis Shneiros Bereisha. So you already have a Mesorah. You need to split five and two. But why do we do five and then two? Maybe we should do two and then five later on. So Gemara says, Kevin de Aschabahu, since we started the process of cleaning out the candles of the menorah, it makes sense of it, you should do most of it. So since most of it, five is most of it, that's rov. So ask Gemara, okay, why is five rov? Now they shis is supposed to be rov, why not do six of them? They're a total of seven candles, so do six of them. Why are you doing five of them only? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, Beitivu es ha-neros yak tirenu. This pasuk is referring to the final hatava, the final candles. It says a tivu as a neros, not as a ner, as a neros, vein neros chusas mishaim. So we know you have to leave over at least two of them. So once we start the process, we do as much as we can. We do five, but you have to leave over two at the end because the pasuk be tivu as a neros. And then the Gemara says, "Va'tavas shtei neros kodemus l'ktaris." How do you know that the cleaning of the final two candles are prior to the bringing of the ktaris? The Merkala Pasuk says, "Ve'tivos neros," and only afterwards does it say, "Va'hadar yaktiranu." So ktaris is afterwards. Now this is why it's Abba Shelf. You remember from a couple of weeks ago, we have a chlok is whether ktaris comes before the tavas neros or tavas neros comes before the ktaris. So Abba Shelf was of the opinion that the pasuk is meant to be understood that this first tavas neros. And then the Ketores. So that's why this is like Abba Shol, like from the beginning of Amud Aleph. And then we'll stop with this. The Gemara says, Ketores le'evarim detanya yuktam. Why did the Ketores come before the evarim, the limbs of the Talmud? Yuktam davar shenemar bo baboker baboker. Le davar shlo nemar bo ela baboker echad bavad. It says by the Ketores, baboker baboker. It says it twice. That means earlier than the evarim, which only says the word boker once. So that's why Ketores comes before it. It's probably a hard daf to chazer. So either way, well, I guess we won't do chazar today. But we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.